And either I don't like it as well, but you nearly always have ice cream, uh-huh. vanilla ice cream, or whipped cream.
Mm.
Or you can get that Cool Whip. It's a good
yeah.
substitute.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love whipped cream. Oh, okay.
I do too.
It's a real weakness for it.
But you put that on top of that pecan pie. I mean, that syrup pie.
Uh-huh.
I used to make 30 and 40 a day when our woman's society, I was single, 15, 16 years old, and they had Cotton Palace in here. And we had me and another girl ran this booth for the woman's society in our church.
Uh-huh.
And I'd make 30 pies after I'd close up over that night and go home and make 30, 25 pies.
Is that syrup, that syrup in the syrup pie, is that like what's underneath in a pecan pie?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see.
It's made the same way,
uh-huh.
except you put pecans in it.
Yeah, that is good.
That's all.
When sugar wasn't prepackaged, but they just weighed it out of a barrel when you wanted some, you'd say they sold it in...
pounds.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what if it was crackers? You'd say they sold it in
milk.
Okay. You might say this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is
pure maple.
Okay. What's another word for pure? I mean the real thing. This is real maple syrup, or this is what? What's another word for real?
Real.
Any other words for it?
No. Or pure maple, or real maple. Maple syrup.
What do you call that sweet kind of spread that you spread on toast?
Honey?
That you make by boiling peaches or...
jelly.
Okay. And on the table to season food with, you probably have some...
Have what?
On the table to season food with, you probably have...
salt, pepper.
If there was a bowl of fruit on the table and there were some peaches and some apples in it, and somebody offers you a peach, you might say, oh, no, thank you. Give me...
an apple.
Okay. Call the inside part of the cherry, the part that you don't eat.
Pit.
Okay. And inside part of a peach, what do you call that?
Seed.
Okay. And there are two kinds of peaches, really. There's the kind that when you cut them, they stick to the seed. Mm-hmm. And then there's the kind that when you cut them, they just sort of fall open.
Kernel is inside of it. Oh, freestone.
Oh, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Those are the ones that just fall away?
Uh-huh.
What do you call the others, the kind that stick?
They're freestone. The others, there's a clean peach and a freestone peach.
Okay. What do you call the part of the apple that you don't eat?
Core.
Okay. And if you cut up apples or peaches into little pieces and let it dry out, what do you call those little pieces of dried fruit?
Dried peaches.
Okay.
We used to make ours.
You did?
Put them up on the ceiling,
uh-huh.
roof.
Huh. And just let them...
I wonder why the birds didn't get them.
I wonder.
I don't know. I'm telling you the truth, though.
You just put them with nothing on top of them?
Not a thing, because they had sun to dry them out, you know.
That's dry
out
strange.
Dry out that moisture.
You'd think you would have had a flock of birds on your house. Huh.
Well, I've told you enough that my parents was awful particular.
Yeah.
And if they'd ever got up there and found any bird droppings on that house,
gosh.
Been too bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they didn't eat them up.
Huh.
I just don't really know.
And
what I don't understand is why the cats and the birds and the possums and polecats and things didn't come in the house. You didn't close doors at night.
Oh, really?
Of course not. Not in the summer. You just slept with the doors wide open. There was no screens. You slept with the windows clear to the top with a stick under them. They had no weights in them to hold them up.
Huh.
You had to have a stick. And we saved all of our old worn out brooms, cut them off to get the broomstick to prop them up.
Huh. I wonder why you didn't have things just roosting in the house.
I don't know.
Huh.
And you'd think the wasps would get in.
Yeah.
Used to have a lot more wasps than you do today.
Hmm.
I've seen wasp nests that big.
What
about? I'll tell you, I made a showpiece one time out of a big wasp nest, and I took matches. And it had a, where it was growing onto the house, had a knot on the bottom of it, and it made it tilt. And I put in every one of these places where the, you know how there'll be, where a wasp would nest and it'd come out, you know, be born,
yeah,
hatch. Put those matches down in there and that big thing, and that was by our stove. And it was a pretty thing.